Newton, look out, hit and drop as Jordan came in untouched from the right side, and he's got the sack of Newton, who was sacked six times a week ago. On comes Graham Gano to attempt a 32-yard field goal right hash mark. Gano remains perfect on the season. He is 7 of 7. Breeze trying to fake people off, throwing to the left, comes back to the right side, and the catch is made for the touchdown by Thomas. Flag on the play as well, but Michael Thomas was isolated on one defender over there. Breeze with the great pump fake and the rolling of the shoulders to his left, comes back to the right, hits Thomas in front of Darryl Worley. 48-yard attempt by Gano, who has been perfect on the season. This is on its way, and it is good from the left hash mark and 48 yards away. The Panthers have another field goal. Fake on the running play, and there's a pickoff, an interception by the Saints. Inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. That's an interception and a return of 6 yards by P.J. Williams. Peterson still in there. Play fake to him. Breeze throws into the end zone. Touchdown for the Saints. Brandon Coleman, the big 6'6 target. Once you get down that deeply, as the Saints did last week against New England, you got to look for that big guy, and it results in an 11-yard touchdown. Yeah. So on comes Lutz and Morstead again, lining up a 33-yarder just inside the right hash mark. Lutz, 6 of 7 on the season coming into this game. Snap placement, it's clean. The kick is up, and it is perfect. On the final play of the first half. Second and 8 from the 40. Breeze out of the shotgun, looks right. Can't find anybody. Now he's going to throw it deep down the middle for Ted Ginn at the goal line. The former Panther, touchdown Saints.
Ted Ginn was not the intended receiver there. That is an outstanding job of him not quitting on his route.
Here's Newton, is going to be taken down by Kakaha for the sack. Ha'oli Kakaha with his second sack of the season. And he brings him down for a loss of 2. From the shotgun, Newton pumps. Pocket breaks down. He's hit from behind, and the ball is free. There's a fight for the football down around the 7-yard line, and it looks like it's going to be recovered by Matt Khalil, the left tackle. So on first and goal from the 3, Newton keeps it himself, and he is in for the touchdown. So on comes Will Lutz to attempt a 50-yard field goal left hash mark. Morstead puts it down. Lutz has it on its way. Plenty of leg, and it is good. And so the Saints add to their total. 3 more off the foot of Lutz. Newton dropping, looking, throwing over the middle. It's knocked up into the air and nearly intercepted.
It
may have been by Marcus Williams.
Yep,
it was. Two people tipped it, and Marcus Williams comes away with the second turnover, the second interception of Newton. Saints bring in pressure. Newton chased from the pocket. He loses the football.
Pops right back to him.
Right to him. He was sacked from behind on the ground. Ball was up in the air and landed right on his stomach after a loss of 10. Newton, well protected this time, guns the ball over the middle. It's intercepted. Vaccaro back to midfield. Panther territory inside the 40. Fighting his way down to around the 35-yard line as Newton is intercepted for the third time today. Anderson heaving it downfield, and that's almost intercepted by Von Bell, intended for Curtis Samuel. And that will be the final play of the game. What a great upset by the Saints today, coming in as they did, banged up defensively in their secondary, and they have authored a terrific performance against, to be fair, a banged up offense of the Carolina Panthers as well. But the Saints head to London off their first victory of the season.
And now here's the Mercedes-Benz star play of the game. Mercedes-Benz, official vehicle of the New Orleans Saints.
Second and 8 from the 40. Breeze out of the shotgun, looks right, can't find anybody. Now he's going to throw it deep down the middle for Ted Ginn at the goal line. The former Panther, touchdown Saints.
Ted Ginn was not the intended receiver there. That is an outstanding job of him not quitting on his route.
On a 40-yard touchdown strike, Breeze to Ginn. That capped the opening drive of the second half and really set the tone for the entire second half. The Saints only allowed a 3-yard touchdown to Cam Newton as the Panthers finally are falling in this one, thanks to the Saints offense and a defense that forced 3 Panther turnovers.
That was the star play of the game, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, official vehicle of the New Orleans Saints.
And that is the end of our game with the score, the New Orleans Saints 34 and the Carolina Panthers 13. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.